많은 사람들이 우리 응답을 많이 찾으려고 합니다.
And many people are seeking answers.
그렇게 안 해도 됩니다.
But you don't have to do it that way.
이게 중요합니다.
This is important.
바로 이 사람들이 그랬습니다.
And these are the people enjoyed that way.
여러분들이 그 24라는 말을 좀 이해를 잘 하셔야 됩니다.
And you must understand what it means 24 hours.
여러 각도로 타임으로도 24가 뭐 있겠죠.
And in many aspects in regards to time, yes, it has to do with 24.
그러나 산업인 정도 되고 세계복음을 전도자 여러분들은 또 다른 각도로 봐야 됩니다.
But as business people and you who are to do business industry missions, you have to look at it in a different perspective.
바리새인들은 뭐 했는고 하니까요. 법을 전혀 어기지 않고 법을 어기지 않습니다.
And the Pharisees, they did not break any laws.
아주 윤리적으로도 깨끗합니다.
And they are very clean morally.
그러면서 복음 막는 자기 자리만 지키는 겁니다.
And they just kept their positions, which continue to block the gospel.
이건 뭔 말입니다.
You can't block this.
나쁜 게 아무것도 흠을 해볼 수 없어요.
And they did nothing wrong. There's nothing mistakes they made.
뭐 오리도 긋지 않습니다. 아실 날 얼마나 뭐 말씀을 잘 지키는지 모르겠어요.
And they keep every law to the letter. They don't even walk beyond a certain extent during the Sabbath.
뭐 실조 콩 같은 거 다 세지 않습니다.
And they count every bean to give the tithe.
혹시 뭐 풀 때 잘못 폭가 싶어서 세서 이렇게 아홉 개 원 방 이렇게 하고.
They might have a mistake when they scoop it up, so they count each and every bean 9, 1 out of 10.
그러면서 완전히 복음 막는 자기 자리만 지키는.
And they completely block the gospel. They just keep their position.
이게 바리새인이 24입니다.
This is the Pharisees 24.
이때 당시에 로마는 어떻습니까?
And at this time, what about Rome?
이 사람들은요, 완전히 세계를 정복하는 법을 다 만들어가지고.
And they created laws to conquer the world.
법을 만드는 데는 할 말이 없어. 법을 만들어서 정복하는 거예요.
You can't say anything about making laws, but they used the laws to conquer everyone.
뭐 옛날에 일본도 그렇고 어느 나라가요, 그냥 들어오지 않아요. 법 만들어 놓고 들어오.
And even countries like Japan in the past, they don't just attack, they make these mandates and laws.
이 법이란 게 어떤 면에서는 참 무서운 거예요. 바리새인들 법 다 지킵니다.
And the laws are very scary because the Pharisees, they don't break a single law.
아니야, 죽든지 말든지 자기 자리만 지킵니다.
And whether other people live or die, they just keep their position.
그리고 이 로마는 세계를 정복하는 게 자기들의 꿈이고 올바르다고 생각합니다.
And it is the dream of the Romans to conquer the world. They believe that is their right. All the superpower nations were this way. And so they make the laws to conquer. And this is Rome 24.
이런 중에 지금 이 이스라엘은 후대들이 유랑민으로 갈 수밖에 없는 상황이 됐습니다.
And it became the case for the posterity of the Israelites to become a wandering nation.
이거 볼 줄 알아야 됩니다.
You must be able to see this.
이거 볼 줄 알아야 24를 본 겁니다.
You must be able to see this to understand 24.
그러면요, 굉장히 쉬워집니다.
Then it becomes very easy.
욕하는 게 아니고 제가 교회를 딱 몇 군데 가반에 가보면요, 너무 유지가 어려우니까 목사님들은 어쨌든 이거 하려고 그래요.
And so I'm not trying to criticize
그러니까.
here, but whenever I go to the churches, the upkeep is so difficult to pastors, they just try to keep their position.
그 조금 힘 있는 사람들이나 장로님들 보면요, 절대 말은 그래 하지 않지만 이거예요.
And if there are elders or people with some strength, they don't say it, but they try to conquer everything.
말은 그래 하지 않죠. 사명이라고 얘기하지만은 실제로는 이거.
Of course, they don't outright and say it. They say it's a mission, but they try to conquer everything. Then what about the posterity? The posterity is bound to wander. It is the same. The eyes to see this is 24.
이런 산업인이 나온 겁니다.
At this time, business people like this arose.
어떻습니까?
How is that?
당연히 응답받지.
Rightfully, they'll receive answers.
우리는 응답 못 받게 만들어 놓고 자꾸 응답 안 온다고 합니다.
We have set everything up to not receive answers, and we keep saying the answers are not coming.
야, 교회 헌신하는데 하나님이 응답하시고 축복할 수밖에 없는 길이 있는데 그건 놔두고 자꾸만 딴 거 하면서 안 된다고 얘기합니다.
I keep devoting my efforts to other things and leaving the way of blessings from God still.
이때에 초대교회 산업인들은 될 수밖에 없는 걸 했어요.
And this time, the early church business people, they did the things that were bound to work.
뿌리가 달라.
Their roots were different. They held to this.
정말 하나님이 말씀하신 그 뿌리, 이게 바르면요, 뿌리 있는 나무는 흔들리지 않습니다.
If you hold to the roots of God's word, if the correct roots are down, the tree does not shake.
예, 뿌리 없는 나무는 바람 불면 당연히 넘어지죠.
A tree without roots, when the wind blows, is rightfully going to fall.
내가 전에 한번 얘기했잖아. 부산에 옛날에 청년 때 공항으로 가는데 바람이 많이 불었어요.
And one time when I was in Busan going to the airport, there was so much wind.
한쪽에는 괜찮은데 한쪽에 나무는 다 넘어가 있는 거예요.
And the one side was okay, but the other side of the road, all the trees fell down.
왜 이쪽은 괜찮아? 이쪽 나무는 다 넘어갔지. 이런 생각을 했어요.
So I thought to myself, why is it that these trees are fine, all the trees on the other side fell down?
좀 이따가 내가 알았어요.
Later on, I find out.
대통령 온다고 한쪽에는 임시를 심고 얘는 전혀부터 있던 거라.
And because the president was coming, they had a temporary trees on one side and the trees on the right were always there. And so rightfully, they'll fall.
이 초대교회 산업인들은요, 이 여러분 아시다시피 갈보리산 언약을 딱 갖고 있어요.
So the early church business people, as you know, they held to the covenant of Calvary.
모든 흑암과 저주근 세를 그리스도께서 이미 갈보리산에서 다 해결해 버렸네.
Already Jesus on the cross took care of all the forces of darkness and problems of sin.
그리스도께서 말씀하신 이거면 된다.
This what Christ spoke of, that's all we need. It's bound to work.
여러분 이 속에 있는데 된다고 생각하면 그건 오산이죠.
If you remain in this area and you think this is going to work, that's your misconception.
뭐 대부분 사람들 속에 있어.
But many, majority of the people are here.
여러분 어떻게 보면 산업이 어렵진 것들도 어렵지 않습니다.
And you might say business people, they might are going through a hardship, but that's not the case.
대부분 산업인들은 신자든 불신자든 이렇게 살고 있어요.
Most people, whether unbeliever or believer, they're living in this way.
그때 상황이 그때 상황으로 보이지만 아닙니다. 지금하고 똑같습니다.
And that current situation might seem different, but it's not different. It's the same way.
에덴 동산에 일어났던 사건, 그 노아 사건, 바벨탑 사건이 그때 그처럼 보이지만 아닙니다. 지금 똑같이 나옵니다.
The incidents of Eden and Ark of Noah as well as the Tower of Babel, you might think it's different, but it's the same thing taking place even now.
그래서 우리는 하나님의 말씀을 붙잡는 거예요.
That is why we must hold to God's word.
그 어떤 종교인 선책도요. 지금 성취되는 건 없습니다.
No matter what religious text is out there, there's nothing that is being fulfilled today.
그러니까 약속하셨잖아요.
That is why God promised.
어디로 가야 될 것이냐?
Where must you go?
약속했잖아요.
He has promised us.
성령 충만 받으라. 이런 부담되는데 받을 것이다라고 했어요.
If he said that you must try to receive the filling of the Holy Spirit, that's burdensome. But he said you will be filled.
얻으라. 이런 힘든데 권능을 얻게 될 것이라고 했어요.
If he says gain the power, that'll be difficult. But he says you will receive power.
땅 끝까지 갈 만큼 증인 될 것이라고 했어요.
He says, you will be witnesses to the point where you could go to the ends of the earth.
이 초대교회 산업인이 몇 명이요? 이런 상황 속에서 이걸 딱 잡아.
And these early church business people from the former situation, they held to the covenant.
이렇게 될 때는 여러분 이걸 정말로 아는 사람은 위기를 다르게 봅니다.
And when you truly know this, you will be able to see crisis in different ways.
진짜 사명 아는 사람은 위기를 다르게 봐요.
And those who truly have a mission in the church, they look at crisis in different ways.
예, 어디든지 마찬가지입니다.
It's always this case.
이 지금 24가 옳게 뭔지 모르는 사람들은 위기 오면요, 혼란에 빠져요.
Those who don't know correctly the 24, when a crisis comes, they turn into chaos.
우선해 보세요.
Look at the early aspect.
여기 가면 안 되잖아요.
They shouldn't go to this place.
이 눈이 없는 사람과 이 약속이 안 믿어지는 사람은 당연히 안 가지.
Those who don't see 24, who don't know this promise, they are bound to flee, they won't go.
거기에 하나님이 최고의 응답을 허락하신.
But that is where God allowed the greatest blessing.
모세에게 약속했고 요엘에게 약속했고 성경에 중요한 사람이 약속한 그 응답이 마가다락방
And the important answers that were given to Moses and Joel, it took place in Mark's upper room. And that's where the business people were. That is important. And you are the business people who rightfully must receive this blessing. Nothing else is as worthy. This is the real.
부산에서 신앙생활 잘하는 장모님 간증을 내가 직접 들었거든요.
And heard directly the testimony of an elder who had great faith in Busan.
북한에서 피난 왔는데 이래 될 줄 몰랐대요.
They ran away from North Korea. They didn't know it would end up this way.
잠깐 피하면 되겠다라고 생각하고 가족들 다 두고 도망내러 한 거예요.
And so he thought, I'll just temporarily run away. And he left his family and came down.
가족을 데리고 올 시간이 없었대요. 왜냐하면 그 김일성하고 사촌아니기 때문에 외사촌아니기 때문에. 뭔 자리를 맡기고 그냥 자기는 안 하려고 피했대요.
And so he couldn't bring his family because he was actually a relative of Kim Il-sung and they wanted to put him in a certain position so he tried to avoid that.
그랬던 것이 지금까지 못 가고 있다고 해야 되더라.
But even till now he's not able to return.
이 사람 좀 달라요.
But he is different.
그 벌써 그 도망한 동기가 벌써 다르잖아요.
Already his modus running away is different.
하나님이 가는 데마다 쏟아붓더래.
And wherever he went God just poured down the blessings.
그래서 뭐 이 부산에서 사업을 해보려 하니까 뭐 뻔하지 않습니까 옛날에?
And trying to do business in Busan, it was obvious for everyone back then.
주일날 자기는 교회 가야 되는데 그 사람들은 전부 주일을 만나서 술 먹고 놀러 다니고 사업 조금 적기 다 하는 거예요.
And so on the Lord's Day, you're supposed to go to church, but these business people, they would meet on Sunday and just drink and be merry and they share their business information.
그때 이 장모님이 북한에 두고 온 자기 자녀를 생각이 나더라.
And at that time, this elder thought of his children he left in North Korea.
그래서 이분이 참 기도하니까 사람이 머리가 대단해요. 그 거래처에 관계된 자기 회사에 관계된 자녀들에 대해서 알아봤대.
And so he was very wise through prayer. He looked into the children of all his employees.
그렇게 숨어고 돌아다니고 막 자기들끼리 다 해먹고 하는 사람들이
And all the business people that were just drinking and going around trying to be merry, when he looked into their families, it was a complete mess.
자기가 진심으로 자기 자녀 생각이 나고 하나님 앞에서 그 아이들 표시 없이 장학금을 준
And sincerely, he thought of his own children, and so before God, he gave scholarships to these children.
자, 나중에 알게 되는데 이 사람들이 감동이 되겠어요, 안 되겠어요?
And so later on, these business people found out, will they be moved or not?
그때부터 장로님을 도와주더라고요.
And starting from then, they began to help the elder. And they would tell him ahead of time.
뭐 하나님께서 가는 곳마다 사람들 다 준비해놔.
And so wherever he went, God had prepared the people.
심지어는 물건을 잘못 산 거예요. 그럴 수도 있잖아요.
It's to the extent at a point where he bought the wrong things.
옛날에 그런 거 너무 많대요. 이거 저 미군 물건을 훔쳐가지고 시장에 파는 사람도 있다니까요.
And this happened so often before, they would steal from the American army and put it out on the market. And the elder didn't know, and he bought that. And so the American army found out, and they came to seek. They came to investigate him, and the elder didn't even know how to speak English. And there was a translator soldier that followed along.
그러니 장모님은 그 다락의 2층에서 자기는 뭐 계산하고 있는데 밑에 직원이 장모님 부를 거 아니에요.
And so the elder was on the second floor. He was doing his accounting and an employee on the first floor called him.
부를 때 이 아가씨가 이제 보통 부르 사장님이라잖아요. 근데 교인이니까 장모님 이렇게 부른 거예요.
And so this secretary, who was a female, who called, you're supposed to call chairman or business leader, but she called him elder because they're Christian.
미국은 모르지만 한국 사람은 알잖아요.
And of course, Americans don't know what that means, but the Korean people do. And it was an elder son, this soldier translator.
상황을 보고는 자기 얘기한 대로 요즘 너무 위험해서 조사 나왔는데 조심해야 된다고 얘기하더라고요.
And so he realized the situation and he told the elder, you got to be careful. This is what happened.
저도 장로 아들입니다.
And he told him, I am an elder's son as well.
알겠다고, 모르고 살다, 솔직히 이걸 얘기했대요.
And so he was honest. I didn't know this belonged to the army, and he told him.
그럼 뭐 영어로 뭐 미국 뭐 얘기하니까 가고요.
And he told the situation to the soldiers in English, and they left.
그 장관님 한 말과 좋은 일은 아니지만 이런 위기도 하나님이 이래저래다 막.
And of course, it wasn't a good situation, but even these crises, God allowed the works to rise.
그분이 그 돌아가시기 직전에 지금 부산 사람들 알아요. 명지 이름은 부산 사람들 알아요.
And before his passing, all if you ask the Busan people what 명지 is, they all know it.
원래 뭐 못 사는 땅입니다.
And it's a land that's useless, really.
지금은 대단한 땅.
But now it has become very. It was all this elder's land. And somebody who was in a bind, they asked him to borrow some money and they gave him the land as collateral. And so whether he walked in or out, God would bless him immensely. His heart was for God.
뭐 일단 그 뭐 그 모양 가지고 말하는 건 아니지만은 새벽 기도 한 번 빠지는 적이 없어요.
And I'm not trying to judge with outward appearance, but he never missed early morning prayer.
새벽 기도 인도하기 때문에 알잖아요. 항상 새벽 기도 일찍 와 기도하고.
And I know because I led early morning prayer every day, and he would always come early and pray and leave.
여러 가지 사람들.
And so in many ways, he was different.
같이 신방 갈 때 있어가지고 장모님과 같이 하게 되면요. 언제든지 예배당에서 모여서 가잖아요. 우리보다 30분 전에 와요.
And so whenever we go on visitation, we would gather at the church first, and he'd be there 30 minutes ahead of time.
그리고 혹시나 기도실인지 모르니까 교족부 찾아 그분들이랑 기도를 해요.
And maybe we would ask him to pray, so he would look up their names in the church directory.
항상 30분 전에 와요.
Always 30 minutes early.
우리 목사님은 항상 지각 하셔요.
Our pastor always late.
항상 지각 오시면 그때 뭐 차 많을 때인데 차 밀렸다고 하면서 그러더라고요.
And so he always comes late and always there's traffic.
이 사람이 그 차이가 나는 거죠.
And so this is the difference.
이건 위기 아닙니다.
This is not a crisis.
이 속에서 예, 큰 손해가 날 것 같지는 보이지만요. 거기서 이 사람이 굉장한 걸 누린 겁니다.
And it might seem like great loss at first, but the business people enjoy great things.
모이지 말고 그리스도 증거하지 말라고 하는데 금종령 내렸잖아요, 법으로요.
They made it illegal to gather or proclaim the name of Christ.
그때 3,000 제자 일어났어요.
But 3,000 disciples arose at that time.
뭐 우리 이단 소리, 이단 누명에서 못한다는데 그렇지 않습니다.
And you might say we can't do it because they have labeled us a heresy. That's not the case.
이분들이 헌금을 낸 겁니다.
They gave offering.
그리고 뭐 초대교회는 결핍함이 없었다 그랬어요.
And so there was no lacking for the early church.
보통 교회나 사람 모인 데는 경제가 부족하잖아요. 초대교회는 결핍함 없었다고 성경에 분명히 기록하고 있습니다.
Most of the time at the church or the meeting or the gathering of people, there are lackings, but the early church did not have any.
받고,
if you receive the correct answers and give the correct offering, there will be no lacking in the church.
그 정도로 끝난 게 아닙니다.
And it did not end there.
완전히 못 움직이기로 단절시켰잖아요. 법으로 이 바리새인들이요.
The Pharisees completely by law separated them.
그때 보세요.
And look at that time.
아나니아.
Ananias.
이 사람에게 하나님은 바울을 보냈잖아요.
And God sent Paul to that person.
다비다.
Tabitha.
또 10장에 여러분 아시다시피 나오는 그 고넬료도 중요하지만은 피장 시몬.
And you know the important figure of Cornelius, but also Simon the Tanner.
이 사람들이 다 중요한 사람들이에요.
These are all important business persons.
자기 집에까지요. 복음을 하도록 딱 만들.
They're all church officers. They've set up their homes to do the gospel movement.
자기 사업자까지 지금은 쉽잖아요. 그때는 하면 죽어요.
Even their workplaces, it's easy now. They would be killed back then.
그래 안 본 겁니다.
But they didn't see it that way.
그래요, 중요합니다.
That is important.
영적인 눈을 뜨고 힘을 가진 사람은 다릅니다.
Those who open their spiritual eyes and have the spiritual power, they are different.
사실은 어렵지 않습니다. 어려움이 온 것처럼 보이는 거죠.
And it's not really difficult. It just seems difficult.
위기가 온 것처럼 보이는 거죠.
It seems like there's a crisis.
완전히 지금 아무것도 못할 상황으로 느껴진 거죠.
And it feels like we can't do anything about it.
그렇지 않습니다.
But that's not the case.
우리는 속으면 안 돼요.
We should not be deceived.
잘못하면
you're not careful, you can be deceived.
이 정도면 괜찮죠.
And it's okay if it's just to this extent.
실제로 이게 덥다고.
But actual death came to them.
그때에 생긴 게 안디옥 교회입니다.
And that's when the Antioch church was raised.
여기도 중직자 산업인들이 주가 된 겁니다.
And here also the church officer business people were the
그렇죠.
main. That's right.
여러분 아시다시피 이분들이 교회를 세웠는데 28절 30절에 보니까 이분들에게만 하나님이 경제 축복을 하셨어요.
And as you know, they raised the church, and in verse 28 through 30, God blessed these people because they're business people.
천하가 기근들었는데 여기는 사도 중심으로 모인 게 사도 다 잡혀갔으니까 중직자 산업인 중심으로 모인 거예요.
And there were famine all across the land, and everybody was captured, but these business people remained.
더 큰 위기 또 베드로까지 잡아봐.
And there were bigger crises. They even caught Peter.
이때 일어난 기도입니다.
And this is the prayer that arose at that time.
이럴 때 그러면 우리 같으면 흩어지지 않겠어요.
If it was for us, maybe we would have scattered.
이때 모였어요.
But they
기도하시죠.
gathered at that time to pray.
여러분 아시다시피 큰 일이 벌어졌어요.
And you know, a big answer arose.
왕이 사망했고.
The king died.
하나님은 헤롯 왕을 불러.
God called up King Herod.
엄청난 사건이죠.
It was an immense event.
여러분들이 진짜로 이 제대로 된 24의 눈을 뜨면요 모든 부분에 순간순간에 응답들이 다 보입니다.
If you truly open your eyes correctly to 24 hours, then each and every moment you will see the answers of God.
이걸 쳐다보고 그때그때마다 작은 선택을 하면 100년 응답해요.
And if you look at that and in moment by moment make the small decisions, then you will receive a century worth of answers. Maybe I could live 100 years, but each and every event you receive a century worth of answers, that's how we do world evangelization. And already when a problem comes, you know. People don't know when there are no problems. If we're eating and living and playing well, there's no problem. When a problem comes, then you know who has a situation. You know people when crisis comes. It seems like people are going to die. There's going to be big situations. That's when you truly know. Look at these people.
지금 전 세계 상황은 사실상 이와 같습니다.
In the situation of the entire world is like this. Always, you must think of this. That is why God has called you. Every time church is in difficulty, think of this. That is why God called me. Every time there's a crisis, realize that is why God called me. And every time there will be a century worth of answers.
이때만약 여러분이요, 중요한 결단 내릴 때는
And when you make those important resolutions, a millennia worth of answers will come. A millennia worth of answers? There's nothing bigger than that. And to Moses, who made the correct decisions, made the correct resolutions, is it just a millennia worth of answers? Moses only lived 120 years, but his answers go beyond a millennia.
이 교회에서 잠깐 헌신하지만 응답은요 천년이 넘습니다.
And so at your church and this church, you devote yourself, but the answers go beyond a millennia.
전국 세계 산업인 오늘 말씀의 흐름을 딱 여러분 24가 뭐냐는 흐름을 지금 얘기를 하고 있는 거예요.
business people across the nation and the world, we are speaking of what 24 is in this message flow. Let's pray. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of Kings, and the unending love of our Father God, working with the Holy Spirit, all the business people who will save this world, the church officers, the church office of business people who will open their spiritual eyes to see, save the world from now and always forevermore. Amen.